You see, in every dark day, God has given specially endowed leaders to direct His people to Himself. He will do it today. God has promised not to leave His people. He has promised to send revival upon those whose hearts cry out for it. Our vision is far too limited and our knowledge is far too circumscribed. If we could see as God sees and know as God knows, we would be amazed at what He is doing in our world. I'm convinced that we're living in the days of the greatest spiritual revival in all of human history. In our day, God is giving a second touch by a great ministry of the Holy Spirit in the hearts of men. Spiritual renewal is coming none too early. Ours has been an age of unbelief. Yet, in that age, God has broken through in sovereign and divine intervention. The greatest need of our generation is not economic stability, which will stop inflation, nor scientific knowledge, which will permit advancements, nor medical breakthroughs, which will conquer disease, but spiritual revival, which will restore lives, mend broken homes, reinvigorate churches, and otherwise meet the deep spiritual needs of the people of the world. Yes, we need revival in our day. Once and again, there arises a spiritual lethargy in the hearts of believing Christians, which is overcome only by a moving of God in revival. Even today, many Christians have lost the joy which comes from a sense of nearness to God. Many have ceased to be witnesses to salvation in Jesus Christ. For many, the spiritual appetite has grown dull. Church attendance, Bible study, prayer, and service in the name of Christ have been neglected. Too many have sin in their lives, sin which they are unwilling to confess, forsake, and have forgiven. The result of all that is the influence of Christians loses its power in the world. They are salt without savor. They are lamps without light. It is almost depressing to speak in that manner, but the evaluation is true for too many of God's people. That's why revival is needed. Only revival will remove lethargy and restore zeal for the things of God. The world needs revived Christians. The tremendous increase in world populations demand that Christians be filled with spiritual power and be active in the Father's business. There are now more than 3 billion people living in our world. At the time of the ministry of Jesus on earth, the total world population was only about 250 million. But one half of all the people who have lived in human history are alive today. Imagine that. Remember, too, that Jesus said the Christian gospel was to be taken to every creature in all the world. Nothing short of a great moving of God, giving Christians motivation and power, will enable us to fulfill the Great Commission in our generation. Yes, the increase in world population demands spiritual renewal. Also, the failure of institutional religion demands revival. Any honest person will admit that there's a great deal of hypocrisy, self-serving, bigotry, and unscriptural things in connection with religion today. That does not mean, of course, that all Christians are corrupt. The majority of true believers in Jesus Christ are honest, concerned Christians. But those who are sincere must know the power of God upon their lives to rescue the reputation of the Christian faith and to get out the gospel to those who so desperately need it. The challenge of heresy is also a call for revival. In the field of theology, the ridiculous God is dead movement caused a flurry for a while. Now the emphasis has changed from God is dead to Satan as well. Demonism, Satan worship, and heresy within Christian doctrine calls for a revival of the power of God manifest in the life of each Christian. In the fields of ethics, people are declaring there are no permanent standards of right and wrong, that love alone is enough to guide you. In the field of morals, the new morality is advocated as if it were not the old immorality dressed in a miniskirt. In the field of ecclesiology, many are saying the church has no mission in the world except to be the servant of secular society. Those challenges can and must be met with demonstrations of the power of God through the lives of His people. Revival must come. Half-hearted evangelistic outreach is a call for revival. The World Evangelistic Commission given by the Lord Jesus can never be fulfilled when the people of God give dimes instead of dollars to support world missionary outreach. Tithes, not tips, are demanded for such a ministry. Giving and going are imperative for us to reach our generation with the gospel. These days, many churches are majoring on everything but soul winning. We have many large churches but few soul winning churches. We have great budgets but astronomical cost per convert. We have detailed and exact organization, but we're not reaching as many people for Christ as we should and must. And with the world population growing at the rate of thousands per day, there can be no substitute for an aggressive ministry of witnessing and soul winning by Christians everywhere. Revival is imperative. Nothing but spiritual renewal can awaken Christians and empower them for service. None but God can enable us to reach our world for Jesus Christ. Nothing but the Holy Spirit can revitalize institutional religion. Nothing but the gospel of Christ presented in the power of the Holy Spirit can refute the rise of heresy in the name of religion. Nothing but a holy compassion for souls inspired by Jesus Christ, who loves sinners enough to die for them, can inspire the service needed to reach the world today. That enabling, that revitalizing, that power, that compassion will come only when the breath of heaven sweeps across our spirits in winds of revival. Do not get discouraged, however. Revival is possible today. It is in the midst of spiritual drought that the rains of refreshing come. It is in the midst of days of dark apostasy that God's Spirit moves most convincingly in revival. The times never hindered revival. They only made it more evidently needed. In the 11th century before Christ, the people of Israel rejected the reign of God and demanded that they be governed by a king. Through those troublesome years, God raised up a spiritual giant named Samuel to guide the nation in the way of God. In the 9th century before Christ, the northern Hebrew kingdom, by the name of Israel, rejected God and went after the worship of pagan gods called the Baalim. In that spiritual night, God used Elijah and Elisha to turn the hearts of the people from their perilous ways and back to Him. In the 8th century before Christ, the Assyrian armies invaded Israel, taking people into captivity and destroying the land. In those days, God raised up Amos, Hosea, Isaiah, and Micah to speak His word and call His people to Himself. In the 6th century before Christ, the Babylonian hordes invaded Judah. They overran the country. They plundered the cities. They enslaved the people. But God used men like Daniel, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Joel, Habakkuk, and others to call His people to revival. You see, in every dark day, God has given specially endowed leaders to direct His people to Himself. He will do it today. It is true spiritually as well as in nature that the darkest hour is just before the dawn. Do not lose hope. Keep close to the Lord. Dark days are but the presage to revival. God has promised not to leave His people. He has promised to send revival upon those whose hearts cry out for it. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. God is waiting for you, ready to restore and revive you right now. Let this be the time when you settle your personal account with Him and open your heart that the floodgates of revival will come to you.